Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon. And let's even go with a good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, taking you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Wow, and where do we start? Do we start with the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA championship? Or do we start with France beating the USA at the Olympics? Because those are underway. Not sure, Mike, if you've gotten into that yet, but I watched some swimming. The USA is always great at that, and it's always fun to watch those people in the pool, and you're seeing the beach volleyball, you're seeing it all, man, badminton, you name it, we got you covered. With the Olympics are going on as well in Tokyo, and just obviously Major League Baseball in full throttle. We got the home stretch is coming there relatively soon. We're after the All-Star break. Mike, man, oh man, my friend, never at a loss for talking about sports here, brother. How are you, pal?
Yeah, I'm doing great, and I realize this is going to be a big Bucks celebration today, but yeah, there's plenty to talk about. Team USA basketball goes down.
That's right, 83-76 to France, and that's not a great way to start, man. You better get your act together and quick, USA basketball. We got to take a break. On the other side, we'll hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. You can increase the return on investment of your marketing assets by repurposing them. Transform each one into at least two or three different assets to save time and effort that you can devote to other things. A blog post can become several social media messages and vice versa. A brochure can turn into a blog post and an infographic. Be sure to look for multiple ways you can use each asset and reach customers in different ways. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tired of hearing him berate them.
Oh, Chris Middleton.
Somebody else got berated on that finish by Chris Middleton.
Wow.
Look at Giannis with the one-hand throw down off the miss by Bledsoe, and a foul.
In a tie game with 23 seconds to play, Bucks have 10 to shoot. Lopez, top of the circle, hand off to Middleton. Bledsoe, baseline dart, out to the... Nope, Bledsoe to Lopez, double clutch, short. Lopez battling for the rebound. Tipped out, taken. This is Middleton, 6 seconds to play. Shot good! Top of the key! That's a three. 116-113 Bucks.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. We're talking about the world champion Milwaukee Bucks. First time in 50 years. Giannis scores 50 points for 50 years. Can't make this stuff up, people. You really can. It's amazing. A thing of beauty. And you know what? I was lucky, man. I was really lucky. I got to experience some of this stuff. So pretty awesome being in that atmosphere. Nothing like watching finals basketball live and in person. So the ultimate experience. My city got to experience that. It was absolutely beautiful. Thing of beauty, man. Really, truly. They did it the right way. Giannis did it the right way. Kid could have left. Kid could have gone somewhere else. Said, no. Going to get this done in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, baby. And now he is the king of Milwaukee. He is the king of Wisconsin. And quite frankly, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to throw this out there right now. I know we got our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us. I know I got Mike Wilson. And fellas, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to let you just hear it. Let it marinate in your brains for a little bit. And if you want to dive in and indulge with me on this, more power to you, fellas. I've got a crazy thought going on in my head. I've been thinking about this a lot lately after my Milwaukee Bucks do the unthinkable. They're down 0-2 to Phoenix Suns, fifth team in NBA history to come back and actually win an NBA Finals the way that they did it in that fashion. And then my mind got thinking. My mind got wondering. My mind starts going in motion and saying, what's going on there in Wisconsin? What's going on there in Milwaukee? Well, something great is going on there in Milwaukee. You got Giannis Antetokounmpo winning the championship, being the MVP, getting 50 points for that 50-year drought. You got Christian Yelich in Milwaukee doing some great things for those Milwaukee Brewers. And then you got that guy out there in Green Bay who's out there on an island all on his own. And we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't want to play for Green Bay anymore. Well, guess what, fellas? You heard the totem pole of how it goes in Wisconsin and how it goes, even more importantly, in where I grew up, Milwaukee, as to how things are right now, the landscape of sports, and who is the king of sports in Wisconsin, and more importantly, like I said, Milwaukee, which is where I grew up. Giannis is number one. Christian Yelich is number two. And you know who's a distant third right now? The guy that doesn't want to be in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. John, good morning, my friend. How are you, pal?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing well, thanks. How about you? Sounds as though you're still up on cloud nine from that great win on Tuesday night for the Bucks.
A little bit of cloud nine, but also a little bit of reality about what's going on there in Milwaukee. Obviously, the state of Wisconsin. Giannis is the king right now. There's nobody is touching him. But obviously, Christian Yelich and the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, they've got 58 wins now. They're on top of the NL Central, and they look destined to go and doing something maybe special. I'm just trying to say that this guy, Aaron Rodgers, needs to get his you-know-what out of his you-know-what, which is get his head out of his butt and get his tail back to Green Bay and just decide to go and bring men together the same way that these other guys do so very well. So there's a lot of things that are going. There's a lot of undertones with what I'm saying about the way I feel about sports in Wisconsin right now. I've always loved each and every one of them. Obviously, a championship is extremely special, and you know this one hits home to me, fellas, because it made me think a lot about my childhood. It made me think about the place that gave me my hopes and my dreams, and then it also made me think about the two people in my life that made it all possible, which is my mom and my dad. My mom is no longer here to see this, but quite frankly, she knows it happened. She saw it all, man. This to me was just extremely special, guys. I don't know how to really put it in other words than what I just told you, but it just made me think about my childhood, my city that I love so much, and obviously my parents who were so generous to me as a kid growing up. It was just something I don't know how to explain it other than all kinds of emotions. And they came out in tears of joy. I'm not going to lie. I don't ever think I remember crying for a Green Bay Packer victory, but the Milwaukee Bucks, there was just something extremely special about this. You know, with the Black Lives Matter stuff that happened last year and the shooting in Racine and how it hit the guys on the team, and then to come back and just put it all together the year after that, in a word, special, guys, really very special.
Yeah, I agree with you, Andy. It is very special to see your hometown team win. I've never had the pleasure of seeing the Toronto Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup. In reality, I was here in Canada for about 2 or 3 weeks when they won in 1967, but in those days, I kind of thought it was one of those things that happened every year. In those days, Toronto and Montreal seemed to own the Stanley Cup. I didn't think 50-some years later I'd still be waiting for a championship, but I did have an opportunity to view the back-to-back 92-93 Toronto Blue Jays World Series championships, and I can share your emotions because I remember the night that I saw that play at first base where Joe Carter caught the bunt from Otis Nixon, and that was the World Series Game 6 in Atlanta. I remember just sitting there and having this great emotional feeling and thinking, boy, this has really been worth it. We've been so close so many times, and here we are. And then the next year they came back and won it again on Carter's dramatic ninth-inning home run. So it is, yeah, a very special time. And, you know, I've said to you many times over the years we've worked together that in the playoffs and the important games, your best players have to be your best players. And I think Antetokounmpo showed us that on Tuesday night. Their best player was definitely their best player, and to your point, probably owns the state of Wisconsin right now, certainly from a sports standpoint. So very nice to watch. Enjoyable, even if you're not a partisan Buck fan or a Suns fan. Entertaining basketball. I thought the best team won, and I can say that as a neutral, and it was fun to watch. That's all I can say about it.
Oh, you know what? If you want, you can just keep talking because you sound sounds like music to my ears. Everything that you're saying right now, and you know, I know Mike is obviously gave me a lot of congratulations as well. And look, you know, this is I say it a lot of times, and I've said it to Mike. I've said it to you. I'm sure is I just think that everybody that follows their team, whether it's a basketball team, a baseball team, a football team, hockey, whatever it is, I think that you deserve that feeling of joy and just jubilation that you don't necessarily, you know, think you're ever going to experience. But I do think that it's something that every fan deserves. If they love their team, they deserve to experience the greatest feeling in the world, which is not only being able to call your team a champion, but call yourself a champion. And, you know, I've been walking around all week with the biggest smile on my face for sure. And, you know, I wear my Milwaukee Bucks hat around town with pride, and people, you know, they say, hey, you're a Bucks fan. I say, yep. And they say, wow, they were really good. And, you know, after the fact, I think people are a little bit more willing to accept the results. Right. And I think while it was happening, you know, Sun Fam was pretty excited about where they were and the opportunity that they had. And I think they lost a little bit of sight of reality, to be honest with you. And I think it's easy to do. I think we all get caught up in it. And, you know, I say to my girlfriend, oh, I'm going to talk smack now. And she's like, well, you can't do that. You always talk smack. I said, well, the difference is my team actually stepped up and they won. So now I deserve the right to talk smack about how good my team is. So I just think that, you know, you got to wait. You got to hold your horses and don't get too far ahead of yourself, because when you're up 2-0 in a championship series, you're not halfway to a championship. You've won two games. And you know what? The next two games are going to be probably the most difficult games you're ever going to have to win in your life. So I just think that the attitude here in Phoenix, Arizona was cocky, arrogant, and thinking that this was going to be all theirs and there was going to be no resistance. You know what they forgot to do? They forgot to fear a deer, baby, because you know what? Sometimes they buck you all the way back to Arizona. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll start talking baseball with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him, it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
With the bases loaded and the game on the line. And Yelich, a shot picked up by Bryant. Steps on the bag and throw to first. Not in time. And the Brewers win.
And he swings and lifts one in the air to deep center field. And going back is Acuna reaching up. Can't get it off the top of the wall and gone. And there's the first hit of the series for Christian Yelich. His 19th bomb of the year.
Here's Yelich. First ball swinging. Christian Yelich, a two-run home run, and the Brewers come out of the gate fast today.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which, by the way, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we come back in the wee hours of the night, start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and who knows how long we go then, man. Just want you to find us at that moment in time and see how deep we go into the night. Speaking of deep, you can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who I believe it's at John Poulter number 12. Am I correct on that, John, for Twitter?
It's the other way around. It's at 12 John Poulter.
At 12 John Poulter for him on Twitter, and I've been noticing here and there lately. I've checked you out. You have some good tweets, so people check him out at 12 John Poulter again. And Mike Wilson, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. There, check us out on Instagram, the real Dorf on Sports. There, and let's get into some real baseball. Obviously, that first segment we were talking a lot about the Bucks and the championship, and rightfully so. But now I do want to dive into some Major League Baseball with you, John. And actually, I know there was something that you had on your mind. I'm not looking at it quite right now. I know it was hockey-related. I know it was Coyote-related. So refresh my memory, and then let's talk some baseball after that.
Well, the point that I raised was I'm still scratching my head about the trade that the Coyotes made with the Vancouver Canucks on Friday. Clearly, the Coyotes' desire was to get back the first-round draft choice that they lost because of their misbehavior with the prospect camp. They were originally in the number 11 slot in the first round. They lost that pick. They wanted to get back into the first round, so they worked out a deal with Vancouver, and the key piece coming to Arizona is was the first round pick, which was the ninth pick. So they ended up moving up two spots than where they normally were, but there was a heavy price to be paid. And quite frankly, from a hockey standpoint and a financial standpoint, I 2 days later, I'm still scratching my head. In summary, the Coyotes traded their captain and defenseman, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, and restricted free agent forward Connor Garland, who in my mind is a coming, I'm not going to say superstar, but certainly a coming star in the National Hockey League. Lots of highlight plays, puts fans in the seats, he's enjoyable to watch. They head to Vancouver, and heading to Arizona are three what we're going to, let's just call them underperforming contracts. Louis Erickson, Jay Beagle, Antoine Russell, the first pick that I mentioned, the second pick in 2022, and a seventh pick in 2023, which, frankly, I think you can kind of throw out the window. If you find somebody in the seventh round, you're actually more lucky than you are good in terms of your drafting. What the Coyotes have done here is they've given up a player who, in my mind, was one of the core members of their team, their captain, making $8.5 million a year. And in return, they've taken back three players in the last year of bad contracts that are making $12 million a year. Mm. And on top of that, the Coyotes are retaining almost $1 million. I think it's $980,000 of Larson's salary. So I'm puzzled to understand why a team that is looking to put fans in the seats, looking to rebuild, would trade a guy that's a core, take back three players that, frankly, have underperformed, and take a bite of $5 to $6 million per year in salary. We all know that Arizona's not the richest hockey club in the NHL. So I kind of wonder why the general manager, Mr. Armstrong, would want to pay that kind of a price simply to get a first-round pick back. He may make me look foolish in a couple of years when he drafts a player that becomes a star, but at the end of the day, I'm sitting here scratching my head why the Coyotes would make a trade like this. I kind of wonder what the fan base is going to think of that, and you guys will have a much better handle on that because you see and hear about the fan base in Arizona for the Coyotes every day. I just see it from 2,000 miles away. I just find it a very puzzling move, and it was something I just thought I would mention to you when we chatted earlier in the week.
Look, I think it's a sort of what's happened over the past few years. They've continuously made poor decisions, and then obviously it's led to not the results you want on the ice, and talk and the guys, you know, kind of getting moved around and things like that. So I'm with you. I think management has some real issues, and they should have some questions to be answered. And I think the biggest issue and the biggest problem and why it's maybe not happening is I don't think people here in the desert care that much about this Arizona Coyote team in general. So quite frankly, I don't think they're pushing the right buttons. I don't think they're demanding to have answers. So with that being said, maybe they will at some point, but I think that they got too much going on with the Phoenix Suns and the Cardinals that their minds are elsewhere, John, and they're not demanding to have success from the organization. I really believe that. And they're out in Glendale. I've been to many games myself. Not that many people in attendance when you go to those games. So I've always wondered how hockey works out here.
Well, so, frankly, I think they built the rink in the wrong part of the city.
Yeah.
I understand that they went to Glendale for financial reasons and business development and area improvement reasons, but quite frankly, the place to build that arena was either downtown or preferably in Scottsdale, because I don't think anybody wants to go across the valley to watch a hockey game. Let's face it, as you point out, the Coyotes are the fourth team in town. There's no question about that. And, you know, they can, they're like the Diamondbacks. They can be thankful that the Suns played so well and it's kept them on page three or four of the sports page rather than the lead page for a little while.
Yeah, and quite frankly, there was a location that they had picked out here in Scottsdale, very familiar with it, but they were having issues because it was owned by an individual. He didn't want to sell that land so that they could put a hockey arena there, but it would have absolutely been the spot to put it because it would have been right in Scottsdale, and yes, people would have come to that. Glendale, it's just too far. You got to pack a suitcase if you want to go over there and enjoy that. Mike, do you have anything to add? Sorry, we haven't really kept you in the conversation here. My bad, brother. Anything to throw in here?
No, you know, my thing is with the Coyotes, I just don't think Phoenix is a hockey town. I just never equated Phoenix with being a good hockey town with good fans. I mean, not to say their fans aren't good people and all that kind of stuff. I just don't see this as a hockey town. I saw some comments by one of the financial controllers and one of the owners early in the week, and he's talking about rebranding and, you know, starting over. I'm like, the Coyotes have always seemed like they're in a perpetual cycle of starting over and trying to rebrand. And until you start winning, there's nothing you can do about branding. Winning takes care of the branding. I mean, just watch your Milwaukee Bucks, man. The brand that they have now, they can probably bring in some big-time free agents if they needed to in the future because of this title. The Phoenix Coyotes can't do anything close to that. So until they solve the, you know, winning games, you know, I just don't see this going anywhere but where it is right now. And it's kind of right now it's in the trash.
Yeah,
you know, I agree with you. And I've said for many years that X number of years down the road, and let's say within the next 5 years, I fully expect the Coyotes to relocate and maybe be renamed. But I have a feeling they're going to end up in Houston, Texas, and I think the move to the Central Division with the addition of Seattle, which of course has to go into the Pacific Division, which pushes one of the existing Pacific teams out, that team being Phoenix or Arizona. I can see that team ending up in Houston, and hopefully they have better management. Hopefully they have a better game plan going forward, because I agree with both of you guys. I don't think Arizona, Phoenix, and specifically, is a hockey town. There's too much else going on there.
Yeah, and it's always been a question to me, like, you know, are they going to be here this year? Are they going to be here this year? It's the question every year. Are they going to be able to re-sign the lease with the building? And that was obviously when they were playing at the time when it was called America West Arena. When they played there, they kept having to re-sign that lease each and every year, and they wanted to build their own building for it. They finally did that, you know. And then it was, well, we can't just have this place for hockey. Well, now we got to use it for concerts and other venues and things like that. So tough sell, man. Tough sell having hockey in the desert. We'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll talk some Major League Baseball on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. Hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
On it goes. That one's drilled deep to left. There it goes. See ya. A long home run for Stanton. His first run in the Bronx. Swing and a miss. And Stanton, for the first time in his career, strikes out five times in a game. And how about this crowd? That's a little harsh, booing him with the five strikeouts in a game in which the Yankees are leading 9-4.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Booing is part of the game, and it may be able to motivate you, or it maybe makes you go more into the tank. Who knows? You have to find out. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. We are talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey. We talk baseball. That was a little bonus hockey talk, by the way. And quite frankly, just showing our versatility to people. We don't just talk about things that are right there out there in the headlines. We dive a little deeper than most people do. And John, appreciate you giving us the situation of what's happening with the Coyotes, who, by the way, they already have had their name changed. They were the Phoenix Coyotes, and now they're the Arizona Coyotes, and maybe they'll be somebody else's Coyotes before you know it, before too long. But let's talk a little baseball. And like I always do, I'm just going to kind of cruise through the standings and let people know what's happening at this moment in time. And you know what? In the American League East, it's been this way all year. The Boston Red Sox are on top of the division. It's been who's in second place after that. Right now, it's the Tampa Bay Rays, and quite frankly, they're 8 games ahead of the Yankees. So, interesting year for the Yankees. That's all I can say. We haven't been talking much about the Yankees, and right there in itself, that's a story to me. The White Sox continue to be on top in the Central. They're having trouble with the Milwaukee Brewers, but rightfully so. The Milwaukee Brewers are a pretty good baseball team. Behind them, Cleveland, 9 games. That's not really much of a contest. Houston on top in the West, the American League West, that is. Right behind them, 4.5 games or so, the Oakland Athletics, and then the Mariners behind them, and then it gets into double digits behind that. In the National League East, you got the New York Mets on top of the division, and then a couple of teams within striking distance, the Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies, and let's not necessarily count out the Nationals at this point because nobody can get a stranglehold on this division, but I do think the Mets will pull through. I think we all do. The Brew Crew on top in the Central. They've got a 6.5 game lead. The Reds, they're pushing them a little bit. I'm kind of shocked and surprised it's the Reds pushing them and not necessarily St. Louis and or the Cubs, but hey, that's what it is at this moment in time in 2021. The San Francisco Giants continue to be the most impressive team in all of Major League Baseball. I'm sorry, but we thought the Dodgers were going to run away with this thing, and quite frankly, that ain't happening. So maybe the best division in all of baseball when you have three teams with 58 wins or more, San Diego, the Dodgers, and the Giants. But in general, John, a lot's the same, but there's also the few things that I pointed out, like, we're not talking about the Yankees, and to me, that's a little bit of a story.
Yeah, it is, and quite frankly, the reason that a lot of the things are the same, Andy, is that 16 of the 30 Major League teams are 5-5 in their last 10 games, including all five teams in the National League West. and 5 teams in the American League and another 6 teams in the National League. So is that competitive baseball or is it mediocrity? It's probably a mix of both, and that sort of explains why we're seeing a lot of the same things week after week when we talk about the standings. But, you know, one team that has made a big jump in the last little while is the Tampa Bay Rays. They now find themselves tied with the Boston Red Sox at 60-39. Rays have won 5 in a row. They're one of the teams that are not 5-5 in their last 10. They're 7-3, and they've taken advantage of that. And they're starting to play good baseball again. They've been very streaky this year, and I still think they're going to give Boston a real good run for their money. I thought right from the get-go that Tampa Bay was the best team in that division. They picked up Nelson Cruz this week to do some DHing for them for the balance of the season. That has to help, especially in a relatively small park at Tropicana Field. That's a big pickup, I think, for the Rays. Cost them a couple of good AAA pitching prospects, but they can obviously see a division title on the horizon. You're pointing out the White Sox having a good lead but having trouble with the Milwaukee Brewers, and I did not see the game on Saturday night, but I read about it on Sunday morning, and quite frankly, my brain got tired just trying to figure out the scenarios in that game. We had guys missing plates. We had on runs. We had appeals that were originally declined. Then the Brewers asked for a video replay, and then the video replay supported the Brewers' claim. Then there was a question of whether the pitching coach visit to the mound and negated the right to ask for the call. Just an absolute mismanaged game as far as I'm concerned by the officials. Whether the rules are correct or not, who knows? I don't have a rule book handy, but when I read the scenario on the MLB site on Sunday morning, quite frankly, my brain got tired just trying to figure it out. But at the end of the day, I guess they got it right. And the Brewers, still in first place, as you point out, and they're taking advantage of the fact that there's all those 5-5 teams in the National League, and they're also taking advantage of the fact that the Cardinals and the Cubs are struggling. They're beating them when they have the opportunity. Cincinnati, still a big surprise to me. I did not see the Cincinnati Reds being 4 games over 500 as we approach the trading deadline at the end of July. I still think they'll come back to the pack. That has to help Milwaukee, and I don't see Chicago or St. Louis making much of a run. So, at the top of the show, you talked about, is this Milwaukee's year? And based on those facts, it could quite well be the Milwaukee Brewers' year. And the National League West, to your point, 3 teams with 58 wins or more, probably the most competitive division in baseball, and three of the best records in baseball. So those divisions are fun to watch. You talked about the Washington Nationals maybe getting back in the race, and I think the big key there will be whether over the next 10 days they feel that they are sellers or buyers. And if they're sellers, that could include Scherzer. And frankly, if they deal Scherzer, I think that sort of is the white flag. I don't see them thinking they can come back. But they've got to get back into it. And right now the Mets, the only team over 500 in that division. So maybe everybody's in that race.
You know, John, this is just getting interested in baseball. But I will add one thing that you said at the top of the show when your Blue Jays won over the Phillies. You know, won that World Series on Joe Moore, Joe Carter's huge home run. Mitch Williams was a next door neighbor of mine and went to the same high school as mine. So we were kind of rooting for the Phillies, local guy. We knew Mitch and his family pretty well. And that home run went out, man. Talk about the air being sucked out of our house in a big way. But it was pretty brutal. Mitch is a good guy. He's a good old boy. But, that was a heartbreaker, at least in my household, in my neighborhood. But go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm sure it was. And, this, I don't know Mitch Williams personally, obviously, so you're in a much better position to comment on this than I am in terms of his personality and what he's like as an individual. But the joke around town when he gave up, a town in Toronto I'm talking about, when he came in and gave up that homer, that he wasn't really the closer, he was the opener because he gave up the run. So I feel badly for him as an individual, but as a Blue Jay fan, it was one of the most enjoyable nights of my life in a ballgame.
I bet it was. My question is this. you know, we get close to this trade deadline, and, you know, last weekend I spent 3 days watching the Cubs, all three games in town here. I think they're going to be sellers. I think they're going to raise the white flag. I think Rizzo and Bryant are certainly being talked about with trades. What do you think in terms of the Cubs and being sellers?
Well, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and my opinion hasn't changed, Mike. Unless the Cubs go on a huge winning streak over the next couple of weeks and or they're able to sign the guys you've mentioned to extensions, I see them being sellers for sure. Baez might be the least likely to go because he's the youngest and he's a bit of a fan favorite, but I can see Bryant moving on, I can see Kimbrel moving on, and I can see Rizzo moving on because those guys, I still think there's bad feelings between the Cubs and Bryant because of the fact that they left him down at the start of his career for that 2 weeks so that they could save a year on his entry-level contract. Kimbrel has been one of the best relievers and closers in baseball the last year and a half. So, you know, there's possibilities for them to rebuild that farm system. I don't think the Cubs want to sit still. They haven't really done much since they won that championship in 2016. And, you know, they've been close, but they haven't won it. And that's a fan base that wants people to win. So I can see them using those opportunities to refill the farm system and, you know, maybe not rebuild, but certainly retool. And maybe Baez is the key here. Maybe if they make an effort to sign Baez, maybe they'll let the other guys go and Baez becomes the cornerstone of the franchise. If they get a real good offer for him, I can see him leaving. But on the other hand, in this day and age, it's not been the first time we've seen a guy leave and then come back in free agency, and the team that trades him at the deadline ends up winning twice because they get all the prospects. Then they get the guy back without giving something up off the roster. So I think the next couple of weeks, maybe the next 10 days, are going to be key for the Cubs in terms of how they decide which way they're going to head, Mike.
Hey, John, let me ask you this. I just had a kind of a thought in my head because I'm watching, you know, how things have turned out this year in the NBA with the Bucks and the Suns getting to the finals. And obviously we're not accustomed to seeing those two teams there. Third time in the Suns' history and, you know, third time now for the Milwaukee Bucks to be in the finals. They've won two of the three, which is great. But my point is, you know, we're not talking about the Yankees much. And would it be kind of good to have some new blood in the World Series potentially for the Major League Baseball? Would you like to see something different? You know, it's been a while since the Red Sox have been all that good, right? Like, to me, this is good for the game. So what say you, John Poulter? Would you like to see different teams in the postseason and maybe a completely random World Series?
Yes, I would. I'd love to see some new teams in the World Series. And you know, looking at the way the standings are sitting today and looking at the way teams are playing today, if the World Series started tomorrow, I'd love to see Tampa Bay and Milwaukee in that World Series because, to me, those are the teams that are playing the best baseball in each league right now. They're not big market teams. They're not well-known teams. I'm tired of seeing Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, to some extent the Cubs, although the Cubs have, with all due respect to Mike, Cubs haven't been in the World Series very much, but they're always kind of borderline as being a big ticket. I'm tired of seeing the Yankees there. I got tired of seeing the Red Sox there. I know the Yankees and Red Sox always have good series, but I don't know about you guys, but I sit down to watch a Yankee-Red Sox game and I immediately mark 4 hours off my calendar because those guys play so slow, and to me, it just slows a great game down. I was watching a little bit of the Giants game on Saturday night, and they were in the ninth inning after about 2 hours and 15 minutes, and that to me is the way that a baseball game should be played. So I'd love to see these teams move along. Yes, I think it would be great to see other teams. Look at Tampa Bay and Milwaukee right now. If you ask me to make a pick as who I would like to see, those are the two teams.
That'd be pretty cool, to be honest with you. John, as always, true pleasure talking with you. Have a great week. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll talk next week.
That's John Poulter, a professor of sports, come to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey, we talk baseball, and you know what? Sometimes we talk even some basketball with him. So He's a jack of all trades, people. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Now the 2-2. Well hit, double left fielder. Way back in. Joe Carter with a 3-run homer. The winners and still world champions, the Toronto Blue Jays.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there, which, by the way, Mike Wilson, that post I put on there about Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA championship, the 50-year drought is over. Man, oh man, have we gotten a great response from that. Man, oh man, have we gotten a bunch of new likes from that. And you know what? Thank you, people. Thank you very much. Without you, there would be no reason for Mike and I to be doing this. But obviously, check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, we haven't talked enough about basketball, man. Olympic style. USA in trouble, man. Losing the first game to France. That's no good, brother. None at all.
Yeah, no, that's not good at all, losing the first game to France. And sometimes it just highlights the way that we put our Olympic team together. It's a little bit more slapdash and just kind of thrown together. Sometimes it almost seems at the last moment. I mean, what, we had Middleton and Booker and Holiday head out there after the finals. They haven't had any time to gel with these other guys. So this is the kind of thing that can happen, and it did.
I agree. No, that's an excellent point, but I do think that Middleton, Holiday, and Booker could all be huge pieces to the puzzle if they do figure it out. They better do it quick, man, because the world is catching up. And speaking of catching up, the music is catching up. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The United States is considering giving more coronavirus vaccines to Vietnam, its ambassador to the United States said on Sunday, as the Southeast Asian country struggles to control outbreaks of the fast-spreading Delta variant of the virus. After successfully containing the virus for much of the pandemic, Vietnam has been facing rapid outbreaks of infections, with daily cases repeatedly hitting new highs.
العراق اليوم جهزيته كجيش وقوات عسكرية وأمنية قادرة على الدفاع عن نفسها فنحن ليس في مس الحاجة اليوم.
Iraq's prime minister says his country no longer requires American combat troops to fight the Islamic State group, but a formal time frame for redeployment will depend on the outcome of talks with the U.S. officials this week. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Efforts to vaccinate more people against COVID-19 continue this weekend as health leaders track a rise in cases and hospitalizations. As of Saturday, the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council reported 1,046 patients battling the virus in Trauma Service Area E hospitals. Stephen Love, president of the council, said the number of COVID-19 patients in North Texas hospitals have increased by at least triple in the past 30 days.
What we're worried about, hospitalizations, as you know, is a lagging indicator. So as the case count goes up, you expect more hospitalizations in about 7 to 12 days.
Crews from multiple states are battling wildfires in Montana, where five firefighters were injured combating one of numerous blazes that have ravaged rural lands and threatened or destroyed homes across the U.S. West. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Japan's Yuto Horigomi has won the first ever skateboarding competition at the Olympic Games, taking gold in men's street in the city where he learned to skate as a kid and where his sport is often frowned upon. The first ever skateboarding silver went to Brazilian Kelvin Hoffler, who used to sleep with his board when he fell in love with skating as a kid. American skater Jagger Eaton took bronze, the Arizonan adapting best among the Americans to the heat at the Ariake Urban Sports Park in Tokyo. General Motors has identified a battery problem with the Chevy Bolt. The story from USA's Wendy King.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. GM said it will replace defective battery modules at no cost. The recall comes after two vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. The cars previously underwent a recall that updated software related to the battery-driven drivetrain. The recall affects about 50,000 Bolts in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Get at us a couple of different ways. Holler, holler, holler. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And we've got real news to tell you. Team USA going down to France in the first game for them in the Olympics. 83-76. This is definitely not the dream team, Mike Wilson.
This is not the dream team. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I don't see Larry Bird coming off the bench, Patrick Ewing, Jordan, Magic. Nope. This is not the dream team and doesn't need to be, you know, even referred to that as right now.
Yeah, they're anything but the dream team, right? When you go down to France in the first game, I think it's the first time they've lost an Olympic game since 2004. So, yeah, man, it's real. The reality has hit. And we said it back then. The world has caught up to us. I think these guys just need to get their heads out of their you-know-whats and start balling it up like crazy. Keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. You can increase the return on investment of your marketing assets by repurposing them. Transform each one into at least two or three different assets to save time and effort that you can devote to other things. A blog post can become several social media messages and vice versa. A brochure can turn into a blog post and an infographic. Be sure to look for multiple ways you can use each asset and reach customers in different ways. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. You can too, by the way. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, speaking of real, brother, I said something a while back in the program, and now I'm going to hit you up with it. I hope you've let it marinate for a little while. And, you know, I said something to you about the totem pole of sports and who's on top of it right now in my hometown, Milwaukee, and more importantly, that great state of Wisconsin. And I said to you, Giannis is the king. He's on top of the mantle right now, and rightfully so. Dude just delivered a championship. First time in 50 years. Dude has 50 points in that game. Dude plays like an absolute stud. Dude walks away the MVP. Dude's been the MVP of the league twice. He's been the MVP of the finals. He's been the defensive player of the year. Oh my gosh, could I keep going? Sure, but I won't. So the point is this. Now he's number one in a major way. Number two is my boy Christian Yelich, who plays for the Milwaukee Brewers. And now number three, and a long distance away from those guys, is Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't want to be in Green Bay right now. So you tell me if I've got things right, you tell me if I'm crazy, and you tell me maybe, just maybe, if this is part of the reason why Aaron is having trouble. But at the same time, he's coming back, Mike. He's coming back.
I will tell you this. I'm not sure if that is the most amount of times you said dude in one opening when you're describing athletes, buddy. Look, no, you're absolutely right in terms of who's on top in that great state of Wisconsin. It's Giannis. And look, I even put it in, I think I shared one of your posts last night. I'm like, look, he's in the driver's seat as the face of the NBA right now. Like Giannis is the new face of the NBA. LeBron and Steph are in the passenger seat and in the back seat right now. And it's Giannis's league, and we're just all just, you know, fortunate enough to be watching him do what he does. And there's not too much that you were off with right there, if anything. He plays like an absolute stud. He played like a man possessed the last four games. And, you know, they, like you said the other day to me, they left their antlers and their tracks all over the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, you can't make this stuff up. Like, come on, man. Like, think about what I'm going to tell you right now, people. Hear what I'm saying to you, and then you'll get it. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to be cocky. I'm not trying to be arrogant. But you don't rename a arena in the middle of a finals, quite frankly, and you don't name it the Footprint Center when you're playing a team called the Milwaukee Bucks who have deer and they can leave their deer tracks all over your newly named Footprint Center. You know, I mean, look, come on, man. Like these certain things, they just work out perfectly in sports. And, dude, again, there's another dude for you. This is one of those cases where it took place. But obviously I'm poking a little bit of fun and all that. But getting back to my point. Am I correct? Is Giannis the king right now in Wisconsin? Is Yelich number two? And is Aaron Rodgers a distant third?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the way that is. And, you know, Aaron's put him in that spot because of things that he's done, things that he's, you know, complained about and created himself. Giannis has put himself in the driver's seat based on things that he's done and things that, you know, he's brought to, you know, his organization. And right now, you know, if Aaron has any interest in regaining that top spot in that state in terms of, you know, being the most important athlete in that state, he has quite a bit of work to do. I don't think he will, because when you bring championships or a championship like Giannis brought the Milwaukee Bucks, that's going to be a tough thing to overcome.
I agree. I mean, look, and right now, you know, you see the way that Giannis is. Let's just talk a little bit about this for a moment. We're talking about a kid that came from absolutely nothing. You know, he's on the streets and trying to sell watches and anything he can get his hand on to you know, provide his family with money. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but his whole rookie year, all he did is he just kept sending money back home and trying to give his family money and, you know, get them out of poverty and get them off the streets. And this is truly one of the greatest stories that you could ever imagine in sports and just in life. I mean, this is a rags to riches story beyond belief. And I got news for you. You know, everyone's like, well, be careful, because he could change. You know, there's certain breeds out there that they just don't change. And if anything, I truly believe this about Giannis. If anything, the change you're going to see him make is him be even more gracious and him be even more willing to give back to people that are less fortunate. That's really what I see from a guy like Giannis. He's just a special, special breed. There's not too many people like this guy in the world. You know, he said it numerous times throughout the finals. After everything was said and done, when the Milwaukee Bucks finally won that thing in six games, which, again, fantastic series, man. And all the credit goes to both of these teams. And the difference between the Suns and the Bucks is the Bucks have more experience, they had a little bit more size, and they were ready for this moment more so. But what I took away from Giannis, Mike, is this guy's so genuine. This guy's so real. I don't know if you happen to see some of the videos he has after when he's bringing his he likes to call them his babies, and we're talking about the MVP trophy, we're talking about the Larry O'Brien trophy, right? And he's got these things between his legs, he's got these things in the front seat of his car, and he's at Chick-fil-A, and you know, he's joking around with the gal that's taking his order, and he says, I want 50 pieces of chicken McNuggets, and not 49, not 51, 50 piece, and then I loved it. The part I loved most was, give me the drink too. And he says, I want half lemonade and half Sprite. I mean, come on, bro. This guy is just so cool, so real, and he's a kid in a candy store, man. There is no way that this guy is leaving Milwaukee. He will be a Buck forever, unless something tragic happens. I mean, at the end of the day, something tragic has got to happen. But this guy brought Milwaukee a championship. Probably, I never thought it was going to get done in my lifetime, Mike. I really never did. So at this moment in time, give that man the keys to the city. Give that guy the keys to the state. He is by far just on top of that mountain, so high up, above Aaron Rodgers. And that's going to lead me to my next point for you. Maybe, just maybe, you know, Aaron, he's a sharp guy. Okay, we all know that. He's a sharp guy. And I think that's part of the problem. He's always got to be the smartest guy in the room, which, you know, at times that can be an issue. And I think we're there right now. And I think that where I'm going with this, Mike, is I gave you the lowdown of how the landscape is right now. Giannis is number one, Yelich is number two, and Aaron Rodgers is number three because of what's going on there in Green Bay. And maybe, just maybe, Aaron has a problem with that. And maybe, just maybe, there's more to what's going on in Green Bay than meets the eye. And maybe, just maybe, about mid-August or so, Aaron's going to come back to the team, and Aaron's going to wind up being a part of this team, and they're going to probably cite something along the lines of personal reasons as to why Aaron Rodgers hasn't been around. He'll continue to avoid answering questions, and then, you know what, he'll go about his business, and then we're going to be right back here after next year. Do you want to play this in a year from now, Mike? And then we'll see how close to being right I am once again.
It seems like we're always talking about how right you are, Dorf. I mean, that's just the way that it is. But no, I absolutely concur with how you think this is going to play out for Rodgers. He's not a dummy. I mean, you don't get into Berkeley and graduate from Berkeley, you know, for being an idiot. But, you know, sometimes being the smartest guy in the room can be a curse. And, you know, for whatever reason, and I do think that there are some things in the past that between him and the organization, him and the higher-ups, that has happened that we don't necessarily know about, that he knows about, and he can't let go of it. And, you know, if you're going to do what's best for the team, you got to be able to let go of some of that stuff. Not everything is going to go your way. Not everything, you know, the organization's not going to do everything that you want. One, because your name's not Tom Brady, but two, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, they want more championships. They want more clutch play. And, you know, to say that, you know, Rodgers hasn't had any clutch play would be, you know, kind of a farce. But look, you got one ring in, 15 years? Brady has 7 and 20. So, you know, there kind of lies the difference between the two great quarterbacks.
Maybe he's a better owner because he owns some of the Milwaukee Bucks and he's already got a championship there. He's got as many rings in the NBA as he has in the NFL. I don't know. Who knows? Anyways, we got to take that pause for the cause. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right,
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Empty backfield, ends all open. Touchdown, Randall Cobb. Rodgers to the end zone, wide open, Adams. Blitz coming. Rodgers to a wide open receiver is Valdes-Scantling. And the Packers get a touchdown. And Rodgers under pressure, and down he'll go. And that's J.J. Watt.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can, too, by the way. Hit us up. Holler at us. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up and follow us on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion for me. It's Dorf on Sports. And, obviously, Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. Big jump, by the way, on the Facebook page. So, appreciate you people for liking it, for sharing it, and obviously that Milwaukee Bucks post has really, really taken off. So appreciate all you people that have jumped on the movement of the Dorf on Sports sports program, which is, like we like to say, the hottest sports variety program in the country, in the planet, in the world, on the globe, off the globe, you name it, we got you covered. Mike, you know, I'm diving deeper and deeper into the Rodgers situation, and I don't know if you happen to notice, I did post a picture of him and David Bakhtiari, and they were in the gym. They're putting it out there. They're showing that they're getting together at least. I think that this means that, again, like I said, I do think he will be back there. I think when all the dust settles and the smoke and the cobwebs clear away, he has 21 million reasons to go back to the Green Bay Packers this year.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's enough reasons for me. I'll be a Green Bay Packer for 21 million. You know, there was no way that he was going to go anywhere. You know, quit on the team, being traded. There's no way he was going to be traded. There was no team out there that could afford him in a trade, and Green Bay is obviously not going to get back anything in terms of true value for him, because you can't for a Hall of Famer that Rodgers is, as much as he's frustrating Packer fans. I mean, he's first ballot Hall of Fame. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. But, you know, he's starting to put the narrative back out there. Hey, look, I'm back with my offensive line, working out. Look at me. Here I am. Smile on his face, that whole thing. And Buck, I don't even know how you say his last name, Bakhtiari or whatever it is. You know, he's a character, and I know him and Rodgers are really close. So that was something safe for Rodgers to put out there, because most people like that offensive lineman right there. They like DB, as I'll just call him. But, you know, he's going to do stuff from a PR standpoint to kind of, you know, change the narrative a little bit, as, you know, as much as he can. Not that it's going to push the needle all that much. But he's like most of these athletes. He does care what people think about him, what his legacy is going to be, what people, how high people hold him maybe in esteem, or, you know, just their personal opinions about him. But you'll see more, I think, of this type of thing from Aaron Rodgers as we get closer to training camp and preseason.
All right, so the other rumor that is out there, and again, that's what we're saying is our feeling, but there is a rumor out there that Aaron Rodgers is set to retire. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's also being Vegas is preparing for odds on this. So I don't know if you have seen that as well, but quite frankly, again, 21 million reasons why he should come back. If he feels that, you know what, he's had enough, so be it. Let's see how this all plays out. But I do think that him working out with David Bakhtiari is probably a better sign than people think. And then, you know, again, I don't know where everyone gets their information from, but all this information is out there for us to see and for us to formulate our own opinion about. I just think the money, I think the team, I think the situation warrants it for him to come back for another season and try to get it done in Green Bay. And a lot of this to me, again, I think this more falls on Aaron Rodgers than anything else. And the fact that he's upset with the front office, you know what? We all have relationships, right? We've all had our fair share of good relationships and bad relationships. There's one thing that seems to be constant in all of Aaron Rodgers' bad relationships, Mike. What is that?
Him.
Yes, very good.
You know,
you're following,
yeah, no,
you're,
I mean,
following,
yeah,
me. So at the end of the day, this is not a – as much as he's trying to put this out there that he doesn't want to work with the GM and he doesn't like Murphy and this and that and the other, I do think that some of this responsibility falls on his shoulders. And in some cases, when you have failed relationships, you're always looking to put blame on other people or other parts of the reason why the situation fell apart, instead of actually looking in the mirror and pointing the finger at yourself. Look, is Aaron Rodgers a reason why the Green Bay Packers have success? Absolutely. But then he can't only be that guy. He also has to be the other guy. If you have failure, isn't Aaron Rodgers also part of the failure, Mike Wilson? So, look, I think that a lot of the blame should be placed on everybody. It's not an individual sport. There are 53 men that you have to bring together. And quite frankly, There's one guy that does it so much better than anybody else in the history of the game, and everybody wants to be that guy. Well, if you want to be that guy, start acting a little bit different. Be more of a team player instead of being such a me guy all the time.
Yeah, look, football is the ultimate team sport. And if you're going to be the me guy, me ain't going to win too many games. It's a we thing. So, yeah, he has to start being more of a we guy and not concerned about me, because let's face it, you take a look, you know, over his career, the amount of money that he's been able to put away over the course of his career is just insane. It's money that you and I, Scott, you know, we're not going to see that ever. That kind of role. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, Green Bay is not going to be the only one with a little bit of controversy at their camp. Deshaun Watson sounds like he's going to show up to camp, and we all know what's going on with him. So that deserves a little bit of talk as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm just going to put the cap on this. Basically, again, rumors about Aaron Rodgers potentially retiring before this coming Wednesday, when he would have to report for camp, and then he would unretire potentially in 2022 with the Packers trading him, and Rodgers could then resume his career. A lot of this is going to play out. A lot of this is going to be interesting. And now you mentioned Deshaun Watson. I just read that as well. He's ready to report to training camp. This is really going to get interesting, right?
Right. No, this is huge. Only because it's salacious. Like, we're dealing with, you know, sex stuff, and so anytime you have, like, you know, sexual innuendo, sexual harassment, sexual assault, that's a little bit more salacious, and he's going to report back to the team. And it revolves, I think, a lot around he's trying to avoid the fines.
Okay? Yep, 50,000 a day, brother. I would want to avoid that too. He's making a lot of money, but he doesn't have that Aaron Rodgers money yet, right?
Right. He doesn't have that yet. So anything you can to try and save a dollar, you're going to do. But it's certainly going to be interesting around camp time for the Houston Texans.
Oh, man, it's a breath of fresh air, because you know what? We've got baseball heating up, right? And then football literally right around the corner with the camps and getting the games going. And the new thing about the football is the COVID situation. We should get into that on the other side a little bit. Some players are kind of questioning whether or not they want to play this year. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19.
We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I wanted to do the right thing.
That's right. We always got to do the right thing. Welcome back in, everybody. Partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Your thoughts, your opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, I know you shot me a message about college football as well. We can obviously talk about anything. We're never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world. But what did you want to talk about in college football?
Well, with college football, every season you talk about realignment. There's this realignment talk with the Big 12, with Texas, Oklahoma. It sounds like pretty much wanting to join the SEC once their naming rights with the Big 12 run out in 2025. So long to the Big 12. I mean, that if they actually go through with it, and I think they probably will, because the SEC is just such a cash cow. They want part of that money. They're going to get it. They're going to get out of there. Now we're talking Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC. Now the team after that could go back to the SEC would be Texas A&M, because they came from the SEC to be in the Big 12. Now the Big 12 is just, it ain't nothing. And they're talking about maybe TCU wanting to join the Pac-12. You know what, with me, I don't blame them, the school president, for making these moves, because let's face it, at the end of the day, it's a money grab. College sports, for good or bad, it's about the money and the cash cow that these college athletes bring in, especially the big sports, with basketball and football. So, you know, I don't blame them, but I'm kind of a little bit of a traditional with this. If TCU doesn't need to be in the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is a West Coast conference. So that's West Coast teams.
Right.
But TCU's not West Coast. And Texas, when I look at Texas and Oklahoma, they're not in the Southeast. You know, I don't know how much loyalty there is ever left in sports. I mean, Giannis certainly is the front runner for, you know, staying loyal to his team, the team that drafted him. But, you know, Texas and Oklahoma pretty much run the Big 12. They could have, you know, their cake and eat it too in there. They could demand anything they want. The Big 12 is going to get it to them. Because why? Because they're Texas and because they're Oklahoma. So it's just going to be an interesting time the next few weeks. But I think I think sometime this week or next week, Texas and Oklahoma formally put in their request to give up the name rights in the Big 12 and to officially try to apply to get into the SEC. And the SEC would be stupid not to let these two teams in. I mean, you put Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, you know, all in that same conference. Holy smokes. And, you know, you got Florida in the SEC as well. Talk about your power structure just monumentally changing with the stroke of a pen.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I was kind of related to, and I'm kind of joking about this, but you'll get it since you've been in the high school system out here, and I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but it's kind of like open enrollment, man. Like, hey, we're just going to go play here for a year, and then, you know what, maybe we'll go play there for a year because they're going to get the talent over there. And obviously I'm joking a little bit, but you see it more often now than you ever did before in high school sports where guys are jumping around to go and play at different schools, and it's happening year in and year out, Mike.
Oh, yeah. At the high school level with the open enrollment, I think that is the worst thing for high school sports. You and I grew up in an era, buddy, and I'm sure Scott did as well. You went to the high school that was closest to you, and unless there were some extenuating circumstances, you just went to the high school that you were at. You tried to make whatever sports program that you were playing for better by putting in your time, your blood, your sweat, your tears. Now it's, I look at it kind of like you do. It's free agency at the high school level, at least out here in the West. And parents are feeding right into that. They're going where if they think the kid's the next Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, you know, Devontae Adams, they're looking for the best program around. And some of these schools, throughout the country are getting just hampered by it because they're losing kids that are very talented living in their boundary for that school, and the schools that win are just, they're like Alabama. They have the pick of the litter, man.
Hey, speaking of talent, and it's kind of interesting how this conversation has just happened organically and it's evolved of what we're talking about. Look, we couldn't be talking more and more about this at any moment in time than we are right now because also the Olympics are going on, right? When you think about it, yep. A lot of these people are living out their childhood dream. I just got a couple questions to ask you. Let's just talk a little Olympics for a moment. What do you look forward to seeing with the Summer Olympics? Is there something that gets Mike Wilson going?
I watch the Summer Olympics a little bit more than I watch the winter, for sure. I like watching the volleyball. I like watching, on the court volleyball, beach volleyball. I will watch the basketball because there's a little, there's a little controversy with the U.S. men's team. I do like watching swimming, and I'll be honest, this is the only time that I've watched swimming. But because of Michael Phelps and the success that he's had, and I watched it last night, and we went 1-2 in the, like, I think it's the 400 relay or something
like
that.
No, the 400 IM, 400 IM.
The 400 IM, that's right, was just great to watch. I think, for me, those are the sports that I'm going to tend to watch. I'm not going to watch softball. I'm not going to watch skating. I mean, I'm sure all the Greek gods are staring down on us. Zeus is like, really? Skating? That's what you came up with. We started this, and this is what we're ending with. Great. This is fabulous. I'm not going to watch,
Look, I'm always loving watching the swimming. And, you mentioned Michael Phelps. And, look, it was great hearing him with the analysis. I mean, this guy is the greatest of all time. And, it's interesting. I was talking to my buddy Barry. We're just kind of going back and forth about the Olympics the other day. And I was like, look, this guy could still get in the water and he would still be top three. And he doesn't even have to train to be top three. That's how good Michael Phelps is still today, if you ask me. It's really, really interesting to watch swimming. I don't know if you know this about me, but I was a really good swimmer back in the day. I was a butterflyer. I was really good. I actually could have swam in college as well. And I loved swimming for a lot of reasons. And the main reason I loved it is the discipline that I had to have in that water. It's a stroke that is incredible. I'm sorry. It's a sport that is incredibly demanding, Mike. And you just have to go out there and you're just trying to cut through water. And there's certain ways to go about it. And listening to a guy like Michael Phelps, who, in my humble opinion, is the closest thing to a human being able to be like a shark, because the dude can just flat out fly in that pool. And listening to him talk about the sport and how it's evolved. And, you know, back in the day when I was swimming, the technology isn't the same as it is today. And all these sports today, everything we're watching, it's absolutely magnificent. That's my point on what I'm trying to say. You know, I was really good at something, but these people today, with the technology that they have, it's beyond fathom what they can do with their bodies today, Mike. And that goes for everything: swimming, basketball, baseball, football, hockey, you name it. The technology that we have today is absolutely helping performance a 1,000,000%.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Throw golf in there. Talk about technology helping a sport.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Now, golf is huge with the technology. But no, you're right in terms of, you know, diet, training, the exercise, all that, the individualization of some of these sports that you have to, like you said, you got to maintain the discipline and think down the line. You're not thinking 10 minutes down the line. You're thinking 10 years, 5 years down the line, where you want to be, how you want to train, and all the things. And, you know, I would be remiss on both of our parts, Andy, if, you know, we didn't mention one of the things we'd want to watch are the women's gymnastics team and Simone Biles. You know, look, we're looking at the greatest gymnast of all time, hands down. Period. You look at what she's done. You look at what she's won. She's the greatest of all time, and just what she's done. And she's the oldest one on the team, I think. She's 24.
Yeah.
She's just a kid herself. And, you know, there's two kids on there, one's from Gilbert, Arizona, another one from Phoenix, Arizona. So the amount of knowledge that Biles can pass down the line to these younger gymnasts is just going to be immense, and it's just going to be fun to watch them as they, you know, as they roll on to whatever happens for them, gold medal, silver, bronze, whatever it is. That women's gymnastics team is going to be kicking, you know what, and taking some names.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. That is obviously one of the things I love watching. And on, you know, badminton, you name it, there's all kinds of unique sports that we don't really watch that much of. You know, I'm watching handball right now. It's just, look, it kind of gives you an education that, you know, there's all kinds of sports out there that you can go out,
yep,
and get involved with. And I think that's also, to me, that's a huge part of the Olympics or just sports in general, is showing people that there's other games to play. You don't just have to play basketball, baseball, football, and hockey. You know, there's other sports out there that you can really get into and become excellent at or become the greatest at. So that's, to me, what I love about the Olympics. It's just, it's an eye-opening experience about all the different talents that people have in this world. We see the NBA guys, we see the NHL guys, we see Major League Baseball, you know, we see the football, because those are our bread and butter. But this, to me, is unique. This is cool, and this is something for every eye in the world. There's something for everybody at the Olympics, Mike.
No, there is something for everybody. And, it's, you know, like I said, you know, I probably won't watch any of the baseball or softball or the skating or anything. That doesn't mean I don't like it. I don't respect what they do. It's just, you know, something that just doesn't interest me. But all, you know, a lot of these other sports, like you said, there's something for everybody to take part in, or to be like, you know what, you know, younger kids be like, I could do that, you know, and get some kind of inspiration from a lot of these athletes. And I think the younger generation, the young kids, and you got, you know, younger kids at your house as well, you know, they could take a lesson or two from the inspiration that these athletes are putting forth to live out their dreams.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. It's a it's a lifetime of work for, you know, for a golfer, it's a lifetime of work in a weekend's amount of time, but they keep doing right. it over and over. It's the same thing with all these people. The Olympics happen every 4 years for these people, and you know what? This is their time to shine, so let's give them a lot of love and let's watch as much as we can. We got to take a break, and we'll come back and wrap things up like we always do with parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We are witnessing history. The great champion adds to his legend. He wins the 200 and beats DeGrasse in 1979. This is a moment in time, a moment in sporting time that we will never forget.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Palio Restaurant has been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there is no surprise that it's been voted best overall restaurant in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio has been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays, reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today. That's paliosf.com, paliosf.com.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
That is so true. Welcome back in, everybody. Nothing fantasy about it here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf, and been a great show. We got to thank, obviously, John Poulter, our professor of sports, for hanging out with us, breaking down, obviously, a lot of Major League Baseball. Well, we did talk some hockey as well. We even talked some basketball with him. He's a jack of all trades, to be quite honest with you. And you can get at us, obviously, for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. That's on Twitter. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, at this time, we do our parting shots. You are up, my friend.
You know, as I sit here and watch the rain come down in the desert, just pouring down rain, it reminds me of the confetti that rained down for the Milwaukee Bucks as they won the NBA title, and just the tears that probably flowed and rained down from Andy Dorn's face. But hey, congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks. Well deserved. And like we said earlier, Giannis is the face of the NBA now.
You know, brother, I'm going to piggyback you, man. It's been a crazy week of all kinds of emotions, thinking about my mom passing away a year ago and knowing how much she loved the Milwaukee Bucks and how much our family loves the Milwaukee Bucks and how spoiled I was as a young man, a young kid growing up in that city that were all my dreams and hopes and everything started. And I got to see that team play 41 games a year from the time I was born till the time I left to go to college. And we didn't just go to games and sit up in the rafters. We had great seats. We sat right in front of all the opposing team's brass. And you know what? 50 years, first time in my life that I can say the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. There's nothing like it, bro. This is a feeling that I wish everybody could have. So congratulations, Milwaukee. We did it. We finally did it. I can say my Milwaukee Bucks are champions of the world. For Mike Wilson and Scott, I'm Andy Dorsey, and peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Until next time.